Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
AFC and NFC championship games are this weekend. You can hear them right here on 105.7 The Fan, Westwood One's coverage. The season is over for all the teams in the AFC North, but it is a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline and talk to our friend Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS Sports. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's look back on Sunday, shall we? And it's another example of the Ravens beating themselves as they lose in Buffalo. What'd you think of that football game Sunday evening?
I mean, heartbreaking for the Ravens for exactly the reasons that you're saying. Why is it that they beat themselves?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what else to say. And I'll be honest, I was sitting next to my son, who is a massive Bills fan. And when Lamar fumbled that ball, I said, Lamar, what are you doing? And my son got pretty upset with me. Huh. And I was like, Nico, I'm just talking about the football. He's like, you promised you wouldn't root. And I said, I'm just talking about how you play the game. That's it. And it was also so, so heartbreaking. It remains heartbreaking for me that Mark Andrews has to sort of go through this. And I don't mean go through what the fans say or any of that. I just mean he himself. No one will make him feel worse than he will make himself feel. And I just hate that he's in that position. He is one of the all-time good guys and deserves to celebrate in every way possible and not instead do the opposite, which is what's happening right now.
And then in the life comes at you fast department, guys are cleaning out their stuff and throwing it into baggies. And we start looking forward already. And if nothing else, they've got a tremendous leg up on the rest of this division, no? I mean, like, just in terms of consistency, cohesion, they don't have many big free agents. DaCosta's like, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of work to do re-signing guys. Yeah. Like, it sounds like they're going to move off of Ronnie Stanley, but, you know, and Brandon Stevens, but most of these dudes are back. Looks like Todd Monken's going to be able to stay. Zach Orr's a year older, right? Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, who's the quarterback? Cleveland, forget about it. Where are they even going to play? Where are they going to get a stadium? And then Cincinnati, you know, they're rebuilding a defense that was pretty broken.
Yeah, and what they'll have in new, you know, they'll have to call an entire, they'll have to set a new defense. And you're right. And the Steelers are not just a quarterback away.
Yeah.
They're a bit more than just a quarterback. And the Browns quarterback question, I don't know why, but it feels like it's an even bigger question than the Steelers. I don't know why, because in theory, they're both in the same boat. But, the point is made by players every year that you never really run it back and that no 2 years are exactly the same. Look, let's just stay in the division. The Browns had an absolutely dominant defense a year ago. They're seemingly bringing everybody back. Jim Schwartz is back, and you think they'll even be better, and they struggled a lot early. So there are no guarantees by any means, but you do get a feeling that as much as I say, you should never say run it back, you do feel like the Ravens are in good position. And, you know, we've seen this a lot. Teams that are sort of on the cusp, and then they finally break through. And it's time. It's time for the Ravens to break through. I hate that game was a divisional game. I would have loved to have seen that game be the AFC Championship game. I don't know. It's hard. You know, it just makes me think of, you know, all those years, poor Patrick Ewing, he always had to go through Michael Jordan. And, you know, in the AFC.
Charles Barkley, yeah, same thing.
With these quarterbacks, it's just kind of like, I don't know, in a different era, you could have seen Josh Allen win so much. You could have seen Lamar Jackson have won by now. You know, it's, but I haven't lost faith. I don't think that it's not possible. And I think the biggest thing is we maybe don't give enough credit to John Harbaugh and the coaching that he does, the way that he coaches his coaches, the way that he helps his coaches. You know, you mentioned Zach Orr earlier, and I'll tell you guys, I think bringing in Dean Pease is one of the most undertold stories of the National Football League. I just think that was such a stroke of brilliance. Instead of embarrassing or maligning his incredibly young and unseasoned defensive coordinator, he thinks, how do I help him? And he goes and he gets a guy that the Ravens organization knows inside out that has never, ever been about ego in Dean Pease, who, in fact, was a person who had a great relationship with Zach Orr when Zach was a player. And we saw the difference. We saw how that defense got better and changed. And I just thought that John Harbaugh is always a guy that you kind of feel makes those calls. And they may be subtle, but they're really helping his team. And then the other piece, too, is that he evolves. As long as he's been there, he's evolved. His ideas on offense, what he wants to do on offense. You know, another great coaching decision was Todd Monken, right?
Yes.
I mean, he said to us a few years ago that there are all these system guys out there, all these Shanahan McVay system guys, but I have a quarterback who's not a system guy, so why would I bring in a system coordinator? That was brilliant. Obviously, he's got a great relationship with Greg Roman, who's now with his brother, but he knows when he needs to move on. It's just like all those years ago when he had to move on from Cam Cameron to, I'm not saying that right. I just screwed something up.
They did move on from Cam Cameron.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's right, to go to Jim Caldwell. This is the time of year where I'm like, I'm mixing up people's names. Or
I do it every day.
Conflating a first name with the last name.
I can't call any of my dogs by their correct name. And they're multiple genders. And I still can't call any, like, so yeah.
By my brother's name, then my husband's name, then my daughter's name, and I finally got his name.
I'm right there with you.
And he's like, Mommy, I'm your firstborn. And it was like, yes, you are. But anyway, okay. And then the other thing, so about John Harbaugh, this is a big conversation here in Pittsburgh where I live, and that's the whole Bill Walsh idea that every 10 years you sort of, you know, like, you know this, right? Bill Walsh used to say that every 10 years your message kind of gets stale. Mm-hmm. And if you're an executive, if you're a leader, then it's probably best for your organization and for you as the executive in 10 years to move on. And in fact, a few years ago when Theo Epstein was leaving the Cubs, it was right around 10 years, maybe 9 years. He, I think, quoted Bill Walsh in this and said, you know, I don't want to get to that 10-year mark.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the reason, so in Pittsburgh, this is really a big deal. Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. There's this, is his message stale? As great as a coach as he is it just time for him to move on from here? Is this kind of like an Andy Reid leaves Philly and goes somewhere else and he's a great coach, but it was just time to move on? That's sort of like the chatter in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about John Harbaugh, who's been there just 1 year less, right, than Mike Tomlin. That's correct.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes.
17 years he's
yep.
there. But he is evolving with the times. He's not running back the same exact messaging, the same exact philosophy on offense, the same exact way that he reacts and responds to players in a locker room. When he had an older veteran-laden team, he was different than he was when he had a younger team. When he had an older quarterback who is maybe way more level, he's a little bit different than he is with Lamar Jackson. That, to me, is such a sign of a great coach, someone who adapts and adjusts, doesn't lose their core tenets, but reads the room. You know, I just got off the phone with somebody who was telling me, a coach, a high-level coach in the league, who just said Pete Carroll in Vegas, said he thinks Pete Carroll in Vegas will go down as one of the all-time great hires.
Really?
But I say that because, again, Pete
Carroll. He's going to coach till he's 100.
Yeah, here's what I say. How long is he going to live?
Yeah.
He's going to outlive Jimmy Carter,
again,
maybe.
Again, like, he's a guy that doesn't play his age. He's a guy that isn't afraid to sort of evolve and change his message and grow and recognize the times for what they are.
Well, Aditi, before we let you go, what's your Super Bowl matchup? Who wins the NFC Championship? Who wins the AFC Championship?
I mean, I don't know, but I'll tell you that. I shouldn't even say this. I don't know if I'm allowed
say
to
it.
Say this.
Why not? What do you mean?
Technically, are you allowed? I will say this, though. So every time in my life when I've said that the Chiefs won't win, the Chiefs have won. So I would love to see the Bills win because I think Bills Mafia is one of the all-time best fan bases. I think that their loyalty through all of the suffering is amazing. I think the way that they show up at the airport at 3 a.m. in a driving snowstorm, I think the way that they clear out that stadium, I just love Bills Mafia. I think they deserve it. And there's a piece of me that's like, yes, I appreciate all that the Chiefs are doing, but it would be nice to have a little bit new blood.
Yeah.
But every time I say, like last year, I said the Bills would beat the Chiefs, and the Chiefs won. Then I said the Ravens would beat the Chiefs, and then the Chiefs won. So I'm not giving you a prediction, okay? I'm
That's
just telling
fine.
You that I think it would be nice to see the Bills win.
A change of pace.
And, yeah.
Then our friend couldn't
Giants
call them
fan.
The City of Losers anymore.
That's
our
right.
friend, Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, could no longer refer to them
yes.
as the City of Losers if they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Sean sure. McDermott
that
said City
ballsy,
of Winners.
Right? And then admitting that to Coach Harbaugh that that's what he did?
Well,
that,
if you don't know Jerry.
If you knew him, Aditi.
Yeah, yeah. It was very self-serving. The whole
brand.
Thing was master manipulation.
Clearly. Okay. And then the other side, I mean, I grew up a Giants fan, guys.
So
okay.
You hate both.
So
what does
hate,
that mean?
It's yeah, a hate watch.
Throw the Cowboys in that game, and that's the only thing that would make it worse, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, but again, if we're talking about long-suffering fan bases, it would be nice for the Commanders fans,
mm-hmm.
who've obviously been through a lot through the Dan Snyder era, which Jason knows very, very, very well.
That was a time.
And Dan Quinn is one of those all-time good guys, too, you know? And I really, really, really like Jaden Daniels.
Me too.
But again, I'm not making a pick.
Hey, Aditi, one real quick question before I let you go. Is George Pickens a Steeler next year?
Oh, gosh. it depends on who makes the call on that. Is it Art Rooney or is it Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin
just has endless patience. But I'll tell you this. You can have patience for players to turn the corner, but you need to be aware enough to recognize when certain players are toxic to your locker room and detrimental to the cause at large. And George Pickens has proven to be both of
them. Wow.
So how much longer
ship
are
them
you
out.
Waiting?
Yeah. Nah, Didi, you're the best. Thank you so much for
your
time, as always.
Thank you
very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
If we had more time, we'd ask you about Deontay Johnson, abstaining like a Raven.
Yeah, he's fun.
Raven for life, Deontay Johnson.
See you, Didi. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, coming up next, we get back to the Ravens.
Wow. She's way too smart for that.
He's at least consistent, Deontay Johnson. Same stuff he was doing here, he was doing in Houston. Ah, Derrick Henry. What do we expect next year? Can he have an encore performance? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.